From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams, along with Madeline Brand. The Roman Catholic Church has a new pope. He's German Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger.
Habemus Papam, Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Ratzinger.
The new pope has chosen the name Benedict, the 16th pope to be so named. Earlier today, he addressed the crowd gathered at St. Peter's Square, telling them the cardinals had selected him as a simple worker.
I signori cardinali hanno eletto me, un semplice, umile lavoratore nella vigna del Signore.
The newly elected Pope Benedict then chanted a blessing for the faithful.
Ipsi intercedant pro nobis ad Dominum.
Pope Benedict XVI, part of his blessing to the crowd earlier today in Rome, and joining us now from Vatican City is NPR's Eric Weiner. Eric, let's go back and have you lead us through the events of the day. Pretty dramatic day there in Vatican City.
Extremely dramatic, Noah, to put it mildly. The day began with, well, let's call it mixed smoke signals coming from the Vatican. It was shortly before 6 p.m. local time, and smoke began billowing from the chimney just above the Sistine Chapel, but nobody could really tell. Was it white smoke or black smoke? Very important distinction, of course. There was even somebody in the square, an Italian, speaking on his cell phone. Now, keep in mind, he's looking at the smoke. He's calling his friend saying, I can't tell if it's white or black. What is the television saying? that's what it was like. So there was quite a bit of chaos and confusion. But then at 6:04 p.m., local time, the bells of the Basilica rang, indicating with certainty that, in fact, we have a new pope, that he had been elected. The crowd went wild. They began to cheer. We still didn't know who the pope was, the new pope, until about 30 minutes later, when the deacon of the College of Cardinals stepped out onto the balcony. And as we heard in the tape clip at just a few minutes ago, he uttered those most profound words, Habemus Papam, which is Latin for we have a pope.
And then, and this in theatrical terms, is a reveal. The new pope appears on the balcony. What was it like in the crowd at that point?
People were excited. People, it was almost felt like a rock concert. People were thrilled. And the new pope took his time. He was sort of playing to the crowd in a way. He was letting them cheer and applause. And then speaking first in Italian, then in Latin, he described himself, as you said earlier, as a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord. I entrust myself to your prayers, he said. And there's a fair bit of surprise in the crowd, because this is the first German pope in centuries. And this is the oldest pope in more than 100 years. Joseph Ratzinger, just a few days ago, turned 78 years old.
Mm-hmm. The crowd's remaining in Vatican City?
They're still here at this moment. It's after 9 p.m. here. There are no further events scheduled, Noah, so I have to be honest, I don't know what they're waiting for. I think people just don't want to go home. They're out there. They're from all over the world. They're waving flags. They're chanting. And they're very much want to be a part of this historic event.
Now, what happens, Eric, next? Is there something formal that a new pope is expected to do? What's the next order of business?
Well, the new pope will be having dinner with the cardinals this evening. He's not required to do so, but a Vatican official says he's doing that. Then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., he holds a mass in the Sistine Chapel, but for the cardinals again. The really big event, Noah, is the inaugural mass. That's this Sunday, and that's really, I would describe it as the pope's big debut. People will be listening very carefully to hear what Pope Benedict XVI has to say.
Day to Day is Eric Weiner talking with us in Vatican City. Thank you, Eric.
You're most welcome, Noah.